Let's talk about food trucks in a complicated place. Food trucks have revolutionized the lunch hour for people across this country, making it easier for diners to try new foods and giving cooks the flexibility to sell their food wherever there's a demand. And that trend has spread as far as the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Two Palestinian men who met behind bars in an Israeli prison have launched their own food truck in their hometown. NPR's Lauren Freyer went to meet them in Ramallah.
Huddled over a hot griddle in the back of his food truck, Abdulrahman Rahim Al-Bibi doesn't hold back on the curry powder. He's frying up shish tawouk, a spicy chicken kebab dish popular in the Middle East. He says in Israeli prison, they didn't eat much meat or spices and used to dream about what they'd cook when they got out.
Hamburger, schnitzel, chicken breast, chicken fingers, roast beef, jibna.
His business partner, Khaldun Barghouti, teases him about gaining a big belly since he got out of jail a year ago. Barghouti and Al-Bibi say they worked together in an Israeli prison canteen. Barghouti served almost 8 years on weapons charges, Al-Bibi 9 years for shooting at Israeli forces in an incident an Israeli military spokesperson said injured 2 soldiers. These men are among several hundred thousand Palestinians who've spent time in Israeli jails. And for these two, it was time to think lots about food.
In prison, we are cooking for all the prisoners and offer about 1,000 prisoners. We're cooking for him breakfast and lunch.
They had to be creative, scavenging stale rolls for breadcrumbs, frying spices to stretch their flavor. That's what gave them the idea for this food truck, stocked with all the spices they'd dreamed of. They painted it with psychedelic rainbows and a smiley face on front. Barghouti shows me 4 solar panels on the roof, designed by an engineer they did time with. The West Bank has lots of fast food joints and vegetable carts, but they say the Palestinian Authority had to create a new kind of license for this restaurant on wheels. Today they do a swift business, 12 customers in a half an hour. Burgers cost about $2. Customer Faiza Bazar says her daughter came home from school gushing about how all the teenagers eat here. She's got 2 hungry daughters in tow. 6 months after their food truck's debut, Barghouti and Al-Bibi are working till midnight, 7 days a week, and recently hired 2 more workers. The food truck concept seems to have caught on here.
And that's Lauren Freyer.